It's Friday, June 27, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. The domestic economy reached 62.4 billion in the first quarter for this year, reflecting an increase from 58.5 billion in the first quarter of last year. The statistics agency credits the 5.1% growth in the tertiary industry as the main contributor. Spokesperson Miriam Shiepo says this builds on the previous year's 4.8% growth in the same sector.
The size of the Namibian economy was estimated at 62.4 billion in nominal terms, an expansion of 4 billion compared to the 58.5 billion recorded in the corresponding quarter of 2024. In real terms, the economic activity grew by 2.7% during the first quarter of 2025, decelerating from the 4.8% growth recorded in the same quarter of 2024.
Hotel occupancy in the coastal region declined from 60.79% in April to 54.43% in May, though it continues to draw a steady flow of travelers. The central region experienced a steeper drop, falling to 37.52%, possibly due to fewer business events. Hospitality Association's chief executive, Gita Petold, says the coastal market remains resilient despite seasonal fluctuations.
Currently, we are seeing that there is the biggest decline in the central European, that is the German-speaking markets, that showed a decline on previous years, as well as some of the other destinations in Central Europe. Whether it has to do with world politics, which is of great concern at the moment, or may have some reason in Namibia's new visa policy, begs to be proven. For the forthcoming high season, which is starting in July, we are cautiously optimistic. It seems as though there is a slightly decline in the forward bookings. Some operators claim that they do still have availability in the peak months of August and September, which has not happened in the last couple of years.
The Police Forensic Science Institute has submitted a draft law to establish a national DNA database. That's according to reports by News on One's Selma Tapopi. Forensics head Commissioner Nelius Becker says the legislation would mandate DNA sampling from anyone arrested for offences where genetic evidence could help link suspects to crimes.
Becker also pointed out the urgent need for significant government funding to support DNA collection, noting that the process is costly and resource-intensive. Years of budget constraints have led to a backlog in forensic analysis, which he said could be addressed through adequate financial investment and the introduction of a centralized database.
Kenya's interior minister has accused protesters of attempting to overthrow the government during a wave of deadly unrest, according to Reuters. He stated that at least 10 people were killed during Wednesday's demonstrations, which saw widespread looting and arson in Nairobi and other cities. Protest leaders rejected the claim, saying it was an attempt to deflect attention from their demands. Amnesty Kenya, meanwhile, reported that at least 16 deaths, allegedly all from gunshots fired by police. Internationally, the U.S. economy shrank faster than initially thought in the first quarter amid Donald Trump's trade war. As per our correspondent Nick Harper in Washington, the Commerce Department revised its earlier estimates down after data showed a drop in consumer spending.
The third and final reading for first quarter GDP showed a contraction of the U.S. economy by half a percentage point. It follows a downward revision from 0.2 to 0.5%. Consumer spending declined in the quarter, and growth was further hampered by a surge in imports, with US companies trying to buy up imported goods before tariffs came into effect. The January to March data follows fourth quarter growth of 2.4%. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.